I'm Dimae Roberts with the Crossing East music feature. Aishwarya Venkataraman started playing violin when she was 18 months old. Aishu, as she's called at home, is now 13, and she's carrying on the traditions of South Indian Carnatic music through her violin.
The violin is just your basic violin. It looks just the same, but the tuning is what makes my instrument very different, very unique. The tuning is not your standard G, D, A, E. It's more of an F, D, F, D with two octave intervals. The way we play it also makes a very big difference. I'm going to play the basic scale in the Carnatic style with the bends and twists. Honestly, I didn't really choose the violin. Being only 1.5, 2 years old, I really didn't know how to think for myself. So that's where my parents kind of helped me along and told me, you know what, today we're going to start you off on the violin. And that's pretty much how I chose.
Aishu comes from a long line of master musicians. Her grandmother studied with T.N. Krishnan, considered a living legend of South Indian classical music. Aishu is now studying with the same teacher.
I have a class at least once, twice, maybe even three times a week. Not a second is wasted. Every second, I've learned something new. My teacher, he is, like, out of this world.
Aisha's father, Vinod Venkataraman, accompanies his daughter in concerts. He plays the drum.
It is a double-headed barrel drum. The word mridangam itself means, mri means clay, and angam means body. So mridangam basically means a body of clay. You have to be able to recite the drum syllables before you are able to play it on your drum. It is very similar to rap. You bring it to body and soul before you can bring it to the drum. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Vinod is an ethnomusicologist and math professor. He came to the U.S. in 1987 to teach at San Diego State University.
My family originated from southern India in the princely state of Kerala, the southernmost tip of India, a beautiful, beautiful place. Music just flows in the water, in the tap waters of Kerala. Anybody who comes from Kerala, two things always happen. They know how to cook and they know how to play music.
Sri Vidya Venkataraman, Aishu's mom, is a physician who also came from southern India.
I came to this country after I got married to my husband. My husband and I had an arranged marriage. Soon came Aishu, and then I had Aparna, and looks like we are permanently settled here.
Aishu goes to middle school just like any other kid, but she starts the day practicing music for 2 hours with her dad, and then when she comes home, she does her homework and practices more into the evening.
The practice is so rigorous, at least 4 to 5, 6 hours a day, just to get maybe one line, two lines, just to be ready for the next class.
If you want to attain a certain level of perfection, the only word that will take you there is practice.
Aishu and Vinod form a group called Divine Strings, and they perform around the world. Aishu has already been accepted to the summer program of the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
I hope to get a degree in performance and finish that degree before high school is over. I'm also very good at math and science, so after music, I'd also like to, you know, explore my options in the fields of medicine.
And her parents share and support her dream.
I am sincerely hoping that she will continue to strive for perfection. She will continue to aim to reach the highest pinnacle and hopefully win a Grammy or something in the field of world music.
I think Aishu will make a great performance artist. And she also wants to become a doctor. She states she wants to help me with my practice. So I hope she can do both in the future. We live the music that we hear all the time.
To find out more about Divine Strings, visit crossingeast.org. This Crossing East music feature was produced by Maria Estevez with funding by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Dimae Roberts.